it wasn't easy. You know, we put a lot of work in. I think we were fresh. We didn't really do too much physical throughout the week. We did all mental going into that football game. So kind of doing the same thing this week. We understand what they like to do as offense. And, you know, hopefully we can go out there and do it again. No, they're not fresh. We don't really care about that. You know, but we'll be out there. He'll be out there. We're going to play good defense. And I'm pretty sure at some point, you know, somebody's going to meet up with him on the football field. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. Yeah, I feel it. And mainly because you know the type of football plays and the things and the type of competitiveness that he's going to bring. Whether it be throwing the football, whether it be with his legs, just all around being a competitive guy, you know, that he is. And, you know, we're excited to see what he can do and what he can bring to the offensive side of the football. And, you know, it'll be fun to watch him. I think it's going to be great. Our fans have been great all year long. They provided us with a lot of energy, you know, a lot of home games, you know, and we just feel disappointed that we couldn't, you know, seal the win just for them last week, you know. So being our last home game, we expect it to be, you know, crazy in that stadium, especially since Johnny is starting and, you know, especially since it's like a must win. Well, actually, it is a must win, actually, for both teams, you know, so we expect a playoff atmosphere. Whenever you have a mobile quarterback, you have to, you know, tweak your defenses just to account for him using his legs. You have to rush him a certain way. You can't just, you know, fly by the tackles and do anything you want to do to get to the quarterback. You have to have lane rush integrity out there. And if they don't do that, then he can break contain and make plays with his legs. And once you start to make plays with your legs, guys start to leave coverage, and you start to get wide receivers running open, similar to what Russell Wilson does for the Seattle Seahawks. You know, and that's that extra dimension that he can bring, those intangibles. And we look forward to that. But at the same time, you have to be smart. You can't take those big hits. You know, but other than that, you know, he's played a lot of high-end top football in the SEC. And we look forward to him going out there and making some plays. Yeah, I feel like, you know, all year he's been getting ready, especially going against our defense, different looks that we show him on the scout team, breaking contain and making plays. Even when we didn't want him to, he would still do that. You know, so I know that it puts a lot of stress on defensive coordinators, especially on third and long or, you know, third and those medium downs when you have to play man-to-man. And most of the DBs and the linebackers' backs are turned. That's when you can make a lot of, you know, big yards as a quarterback running the football. So, you know, they'll have to play a little more zone instead of man on those down distances, and then you can find open spots to throw the football into. So it goes back and forth. I'm pretty sure that, you know, the offensive coaches are going to have them coached up and have them ready to play, and I just look forward to watching it. No, I don't think he really needs that. He understands what's on his shoulders, what's on the plate. He understands that, you know, we need a spark. We need a spark on offense, and I think that's what he's going to go out there and do. I don't think you can ever really adjust to it. You just have to understand that you have to have lane integrity when you're rushing him or when you're blitzing him, and you just know that if he breaks contain and somebody doesn't get him on the ground, it can be a big play. And that's the same thing that the Seattle Seahawks do. They run the football, put a little play action in there, a little misdirection, and get guys looking at the wrong thing, out of position, and allow Russell Wilson to break contain and throw the football. So, you know, I don't think it's rocket science. I think that Johnny, that's been his game all through college. Mm-hmm. You know, is the first read is in there, break contain and make something happen, and that's what he can do. And I think he's a lot faster than what people might give him credit for or take the field expecting. So I just look forward to him going out there and making plays, not turning the football over, not taking big hits, but just providing us with a spark. Especially, you know, Johnny being the celebrity that he is, you know, and there's a lot of people that are jealous of that, especially outside of this building. Yeah, there's defenders out there that's going to want to get a shot on him. It might be some late hits. It might be a little talking, trash talking. But, you know, if you know Johnny, you know, he might say something back, do something back. So, you know, he's a competitive guy. He's not really worried about that, but we don't want any cheap shots on him or him to take any big hits because, you know, you see with the quarterback in Washington and Mike Vick's for so many years, you take too many of those hits, you won't be able to play on game day. So, you know, make plays, but be smart about it.